I will say, minimum of days. Let's go. If you remember, we had a discussion about heating oil on Shabbos and heating water on Shabbos. The Tanakhama says that you could take a keton of mayim and put a keneged hamadura, right? And we had a machlokas between Rashi and the Rush. What does keneged mean? Is it the halacha in zman or is the halacha in makom? Right? Rashi says that you could leave it for a certain amount of time, providing that you remove it before it gets really hot. The Rush says it has to be in a location that can never get hot. Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rush, but what we said from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is that you can be mitztaref Rashi, perhaps with an ein bishul achar bishul by a dover lach, providing you assume that ein bishul achar bishul by dover lach is the real halacha, as opposed to if you hold this and this is d'oraisa, so then you can't use it as a tzira. The Gemara had a discussion about what's the status of cooking oil, and the maskana of the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like 9 lines into the wide lines. I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen, Echad Mayim, Yad Soledes Bo Aser, Ein Yad Soledes Bo Mutar. Right? We're finishing this man on like the most famous Gemara in Judaism, no? Water, oil, yad soledes is okay. If it's not yad soledes, it's not okay. Heichidami yad soledes. Heichidami yad soledes, both. So Amar Rachva, kosher kreso, shel tinok, nichves. Right? What is yad soledes? So Rachva says it is anything that kreso, shel tinok, that the stomach of a tinok is nichves. Is burned, let's say.
Who's Rachba?
Rachba is an Amora from Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
This is Kabbalah.
He's not unheard of. Right? So that's the Gemara. Yad Soledes is Usser, not Yad Soledes is Mutter. Obviously, the challenge is going to be to define what Yad Soledes is. And there's a lot to say about this topic. So before we get there, the Gemara says, Yad Soledes Aser, Ein Yad Soledes Mutter. Ladies, why is it Mutter? We have a principle in Halacha that Chatzi Shiur is Aser Min HaTorah. So why is it Mutter to heat something? Right? Let's give an approximate number. Let's say Yad Soledes is 113 Fahrenheit. Okay? We're going to just throw that out there. Right? That's going to be Reb Shlomo Zalman's number. We'll talk about it. Right? So if Yad Soledes is 113, that means that to heat something to 110 is heter gomor. Absolutely mutter. Well, why? Why is it going to be mutter to heat something to 110 degrees? L'cha'ora, that should be aser based on the principle of chatzi shiur aser min
I literally was just speaking to Jake on the shuttle today about chatzi shiur versus chatzi malacha.
Okay, chatzi shiur versus chatzi malacha. And
And
what do those words mean?
well, it could be that chatzi, perhaps if it's chatzi malacha, maybe you actually haven't done anything. Maybe you
So
haven't
a
polished.
chatzi, so the
Like
paradigmatic case of chatzi malacha is
a kosev os achas.
hakosev os achas, maybe, right? Maybe. Although the Gemara says hakosev os achas is a challenge. If you remember when you were in the shir and we did Perek Habona, kosev os achas, the Gemara says, v'hishlima l'sefer is chayiv. If the os achas is the last os in the sefer, then I'm chayiv. So that's a challenge because if os achas is nothing, right, chatzi malacha is a razzle-dazzle way of saying that it's not a regular shir, it's like a threshold. Right? A threshold means that until you overcome this, it's nothing. Chatzi shir means a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, right? Now you've cleared the hurdle. That's chatzi shir. It's incremental.
Yeah, but why can't I say that about Bishul? Like, until then, you haven't
So
really didn't
obviously,
cook anything. And you're getting
the
closer to
idea is that by Bishul, right, it's not Yad Soledes is mutter. That's Beferish in the Gemara. The reason why it's mutter is because it's a threshold. It's not a regular shir. So far, so good. Now, how do I know what's a threshold and what's a shear? How do I make that decision.
Well, you have to see what the results are.
Okay, speak to me.
What's it, for example, though? Eating kazayas is something else. If I have less than kazayas, I've still eaten something. That's just logical. It just happens to be it wasn't a significant amount, but I did the action of eating. But if I, if I take a water bottle out of a fridge, has anything gone through a cooking process? No.
Okay, so it hasn't. In other words, it's a threshold because it hasn't begun the cooking process, but I'm going to ask you to kind of dig a little bit deeper. And why? Or how do I know? What's the difference between taking something out of the refrigerator where it gets hotter, and I can take something out of the refrigerator, let's say, and put it near a heat source, right? But that's not called cooking. I put it in my radiator, and it's not going to get to Yad Solad, and it's Heter Gomer. It's getting hotter. And it's getting hotter all day of fire, right? You could say, okay, if I just take it out of my refrigerator and it's at room temperature, maybe that's nothing. If I do it on the fire, why is it mutter? So it's a shir nekuda, it's a threshold. The reason why this might be, perhaps, and I'm so happy that you found the Shvisas HaShabbos over here.
Yeah.
Right? I'm so happy.
I'm excited too.
Shvisas HaShabbos is awesome. So just to kind of fill us in who the Shvisas HaShabbos was, Reb Yitzchak, the son of Reb Shmuel Malzin, he ended up living in Yerushalayim, and he had lots of conversations with a massive Talmid HaChacham, and it's a really great sefer. So the Shvisas HaShabbos is in Malachas Mevashel Be'er Rechol Os Nuntes. He discusses the question about the halacha is that Macho Ben Jerusoi is considered Bishal on Shabbos, right? We learned our friend Macho Ben Jerusoi, but the Gemara Menachos says you only violate Bishal Macho Ben Jerusoi if you cook the meat on both sides, Kamacho Ben Jerusoi, right? So if I have a steak, and it's a third, let's say, cooked on one side, that's not a problem. That's heter gomer. It's only if I flip it and it cooks on the other side, only then is it considered Michael Benjamin's side.
What's the time we made that picture on that board? Do you remember? Oh, it's not there anymore. Remember you drew?
Yeah, I think I drew that picture on the board.
Right?
Look at that. Yes, I did draw that picture. Notice if it's only on one side, it's not a problem. Well, why not? So the answer is, because melacha of mevashel means I am creating a new chafza in the sense of a cooked food is a different item than a non-cooked food. Are we good? And if something is partially cooked, that also could mean it's partially, that means it's partially raw, and that means it's not really cooked. Again, we could get involved in a detailed discussion. One of my Rebbeim from Yeshiva Farako, Rabbi Moshe Brown, in his Sefer, he has a discussion about, is the malach of Mevashel making something cooked or making something not raw? But whatever it is, it involves a change in the Chefza. So when I say that Mayim, right, if it's Yad Zoledis, it's cooked. And I'm chayiv misa. They kill me for that. If it's not Yad Soledes, so it's mutter. So the Shvisas HaShabbos is bothered by the kasha. Why is it mutter? So the Shvisas HaShabbos answers it's mutter because the malacha of mevasho means creating a new food. And the din of chatzi shir is a halacha in kamos, not in echos. Okay? We are doing so many yeshivish terms now. It's like awesome, right? Kamus means quantitative. Echos means qualitative. Right? So if I have a piece of chalev and I eat a tiny bit of the chalev, what's lacking is the quantity of a chalev. I didn't eat a full amount of chalev. That's called a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir is quantitative. But if it's qualitative, right? That's not called a chatzi shir. If I do an akira and not a hanocha, I pick the item up, but I don't put it down. That's not hotza'ah. right? It's chatzi malacha, right? That's like the term that you quoted Bishing Jake, the chatzi malacha. Chatzi malacha in the sense of you are not doing anything that is called hotza'a at all. If I carry something for 2 amos, that might be a chatzi shir, right? Because I have an akira and a hanacha, but I didn't do enough of it, right? So what's interesting about Bishul is that by Bishul, and this is the discussion in the Shvisas HaShabbos Os Nun Tes, where he writes, that we don't say chatzi of everything counts. Right? The halacha is, let's say by Birkas Hamazon, the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Beis. So Seder Brachos Einon Ma'akvos, Avo Brachos Ma'akvos Zu Azu. Meaning, right, Birkas Hamazon Min HaTorah, there are 3 brachos, no? And Midrabanon, they added the Brach of Hatov HaMeitiv after Harugi Beitar. If I only know 1 bracha, don't say any. Right? It's not going to be like a chatzi shir. Because if I only know 1 bracha, right, it's a chatzi mitzvah. Do I say a chatzi mitzvah is anything? So the answer might be that a chatzi mitzvah is never anything.
Don't talk about love.
So they talk about Bailulav in the context of what?
If you have 3 minim and
if I have 3 minim and I have 1 other, so there's a whole, and I don't have a 4th. So the pashtus is that there is no mitzvah involved. Perhaps you should take something just not to forget that there's a halacha. But the pashtus is that a chatzi mitzvah is a nothing. If you make 1 bracha, you are qualitatively missing out on Birkas HaMazon. Right? It's not like there's just a quantitative increase. Right? Bracha 1, bracha 2, bracha 3 are different quantitatively. There are certain themes that I have to touch upon. And if I only say the bracha of Hazan and I don't have the bracha of Al Ha'aretz, so I am missing an entire theme, so qualitatively it's a chisaron, so therefore I can't say chatzi shir is anything. When there's a qualitative chisaron, the Shvisas HaShabbos tries to explain, so the din of chatzi shir does not apply at all. If that's the case, he goes on, and he says, when you cook something Macho ben Jusoy on one side, the pshat is that the item has not changed. Like, it's not just a quantitative distinction, but qualitatively it's not considered bishul, and therefore it's not a din of bishul at all. And therefore, when you cook water and it's not yad soledes, you have not yet transformed that water to a davar hamavushal, and therefore it's heter gomor. That's the pshat in our Gemara. That's what the Shvisas HaShabbos says. It's not a chatzi shir. In other words, I would have said it's quantitative, no? That you have to get to 113, let's say. So 104, 110 is close to 113. I would say that's quantitative. The answer is that no. The nature of the malacha of mevasho is changing a substance, and therefore, it's a qualitative idea. And therefore, there's no such thing as chatzi shir. This is the hakdama to what we're going to talk about. Hello, how are you?
I'm okay. So what would you need, meaning, how closely do both pieces need to be? Like, if I were to, you know, cook 1/2 machal ben drusai and then come back 6 hours later, like,
right, so there's a further detail within the sugya of chatzi shir that some of the poskim say that chatzi shir is only shayach when there is a shir of zman, that's mitzarev things. Like, there's a discussion in the Achronim whether there can be an iser of chatzi shir by like Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze. I understand this Chatzi Shir by like eating Chalev, because there's a din that you have a Zman of Kedei Achilas Press. Right? So when there's no Shir HaMetzarif, can there be a Chatzi Shir? There are some Achrenim who assume that Chatzi Shir is only when there's a Shir HaMetzarif. That's based on the line in the Gemara who says a Chatzi Shir is Asur Minatar because of Chazilat Strufe. But if you take the other approach, a Chatzi Shir is Asur because of Kol Chalev, any amount, so even when there's no Shir HaMetzarif. This is a discussion in the Pnei Yoshua and in the Shagas Aryeh about like Chatzi Shir by Bal Yira, Bal Yimotze, etc. But let's assume that you could have Chatzi Shir even without a Zman HaMetzarif, right? If you, in the Hakdam of the Prima Godim to Hilchos Shabbos, he deals with this question right at the beginning of the Perek of Klal Gadon, the Malachas section, which apparently the Chevra wants to skip the very beginning because you want to get to those Malachas that we don't usually do. But the Gemara in the Sigya of Borer, right? So the Gemara asks, is it Shayach to have Borer, Pachos, Mikashir, etc.? So Rashi over there writes, Chatzishir is also in the Torah. So the Prima Gadim jumps up and down. He says, what do you mean Chatzishir by Borer? Right? There's no Shir HaMetzarif. So Prima Gadim has a chiddush. He says that, yeah, maybe Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah by Shabbos because the Torah says specifically Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. Lo Sasa Kol Malacha means Afil Malacha Kol Zahu. Right? Chatzi Shir by Bishul Basar B'Cholov is unclear. Right? There's 1,000 pieces I could put into these chakiras about Chatzi Shir, but the way the Shvisas HaShabbos is setting it up is that Chatzi Shir is only a relevant category if I'm dealing with a quantitative issue. If it's a qualitative thing, so then we call that a Shir Nekuda, we call that a threshold, and Chatzi Shir is not Asur Min HaTorah by a threshold. So Bishul of Mayim, there is a threshold called Yad Soledes, and less than Yad Soledes, it is not called Bishul at all. Now, the Gemara asks, what is Yad Soledes? And the Gemara says, Yad Soledes is Kreso Shel Tinok Nichves. Okay, so we'll hold the Shir Nekuda point. We'll get back to everything. But look at Rashi, Kreso Shel Tinok Soledes, right? How does Rashi say Soledes? Rashi writes, Soledes means Nimsheches la'achoreha mida'aga shelo tichve. Right? Rashi writes that Soledes means that you are scared that you don't want your hand to get burned. V'zehu lashon ba'asalda b'chila. Right? The pasuk in Eov. Right? We say this in the Yamim Narayim davening in like in Kitzva. V'asalda b'chila panecha. I'm going to tremble. Right? The idea is that if I would know that the Rabbonu Shel Olam would punish me, so I want to have Rahman Sami, so I'm trembling by that. I'm trembling because of that. So Soledes means that Nimsheches la'achoreha mida'aga shelo tichve. Translate this Rashi. Again, and this is even before, right, we come onto the baby's stomach. Right? We're just translating the word soledes means nimsheches l'achoreha, it recoils mida'aga shelo tichve.
Well, I don't know if it's saying that your hand is there, you are actually thinking, oh, it's hot, I don't want anything bad to happen to you, but, or if we're saying it's the point where you're not even thinking, where biologically, you just have that reaction.
So, there are two ways of understanding it. It could be that your hand is already in it and then you pull your hand back. But I think it's more likely that the word da'aga shelo tichve means I'm scared, I don't want it to get burned, so therefore I pull back before I get there.
Is that a lower temperature or a hotter temperature?
Rabbi Willig says as follows, and I think this is very reasonable, that if I know something is going to be hot, I will put my hand into it at a, I will be able to withstand a higher temperature. If I'm expecting something to be cold and I put my hand in, I will pull back at a lower temperature. But if I know it's going to be hot, so I'm going to like, it will take a deep breath and put my hand in. I think mida'aga shlo tichve means that you know it's hot and you're going to, because of the fear that you don't want it to get burned, you'll pull back. I'm not sure it means that your hand is already inside. I'm not sure. I think da'aga could be a fear before it happens. Sophia suggesting that maybe your hand is already there and you pull back because you don't want to get burned by leaving it there for too long. But either way, you get the impression that you know it's hot already. It's not that I'm being surprised. If I'm being surprised, the temperature is much lower. Is that fair? Now, just trying to figure out how to organize this. The challenge with Yad Soledes is that there are many different shiurim. They range from around 104 Fahrenheit to 180 Fahrenheit.
It's a big.
It's a right? It's a massive gap. So like, what the heck? How do you have such a big gap? Right? That's question one. Question two is, how do you estimate what Yad Soledes is? The Gemara says it's kreso shaltino nifes. It sounds like you have to know that the kid's stomach will burn. It's probably highly unethical to try to do this. And also, it's unclear what burn means. In Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, Rav Henkin just had a second yard site or something. So when he was nifter, so they asked me to give like a shiur about his tshuvas. I hadn't really read his tshuvas, but I spent a week. I like went through and I prepared. It was like so much fun. In Chelek Aleph of Tshuvas B'nei Bonim Simen Yud Aleph, he has a shiur about how high is Yad Soledes. And he has some interesting points that he makes. One point is relevant to what we were talking about beforehand. The Lashon of the Gemara, Heichi Dami Yad Soledes, right? What is Yad Soledes? So the Gemara said, Heichi Dami Yad Soledes, Bo. So Rachba says, Kosha Treif, Kosha Kreso Shaltinog, Nichveis. One second. Many Rishonim have the Girsa that it's Yad Soledes Napo, but it's Yad Soledes Mimenu. Yad Soledes Mimenu, not Yad Soledes Bo.
Would the nafkamina be how hot we think the water is?
So the nafkamina might be what we were talking about beforehand. Yad Soledes Bo means that your hand is in it. But Yad Soledes Mimenu, right, means that you're scared of it, not that you're scared in it. Kosha Kreso Shaltino Nichves, that's the way we have the Girsa. And he quotes that many Rishonim have the Girsa Nichves Mimenu. One second. Okay. I don't know how much how significant that point is, but the point of whether the girsa is bo or mimenu, I think is a significant, I think that point is somewhat significant. Now, actually, here, look in the riff on Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Daf Ei HaRif. Right? Notice he has the girsa mimenu as opposed to just the girsa of kreisel shel tinok nichveis. The word nichveis also means different things. Rashi sounds like Yad Soledes means a fear of Shalot Tichve. Do any of you have like the Gemaras that have like the Rashis in other locations? There's like a Rashi in Chulin. Did you have like a Mosaf Rashi on the side of the page or something? So, if you want, you don't have to look it, right? The Rashi in Chulin translates Soledes as Nichveis. The Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches If Yud Dalet, right? In the halacha that we spoke about, that you could put a jug of water, Keneged Ha'esh, right, and Shulchan Aruch passes like the rush. It has to be in a place. She'eno yachol hischamim, but also makom achet ayayad soledes. Shulchan Aruch translates soledes is mischamemes v'nichveis. Right, you see that? It's in the parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, why is that important? That's important because if you remember when we spoke about Kli Sheni, so we had a few reasons to be machmir on the Kli Sheni. There's the Kalei HaBishul reason, right? We had Taisus pointed out that there's a chashash of Mechzikim Mavash on the Kli Sheni. And we also pointed out the Mishnah Berurah quoted a Chaya Adam that there's a din of Yad Nichveis, that even though Kli Sheni does not cook by Yad Soledes, but Kli Sheni will cook by a very high temperature called Yad Nichveis. And the Chazon Ish writes that we have to be Mach, even though the Chazon Ish has a very narrow definition of Kalei HaBishul. Unlike the Mishnah Berurah, whose koshish that everything is Kalei HaBishul, Chazon Ish has a narrow definition of Kalei HaBishul. The Chazon Ish says you have to be nervous that everything might be Yad Nichveis. Well, that whole assumption is based on the idea that Soledes is different than Nichveis, and Nichveis is a higher temperature than Soledes. Rashi in Chulin, at least according to the Gemara I have in my office in Yeshiva, that has like the most of Rashi, there's a Rashi in Chulin Kufhei that translates Soledes as Nichveis. In our Rashi, it's not clear, right? Our Rashi sounds like Soledes means you pull your hand back, Shalot Tichve. It doesn't mean Soledes equals Nichveis. It means that I retreat, I recoil, because I don't want to get burned. To say that Soledes equals Nichveis, right, is what Shulchan Aruch in the parentheses says. Now, let's just say a brief word about the parentheses in Shulchan Aruch. People make a mistake all the time. You see here, take a look at this line in the Shulchan Aruch. And see if, what? They think it's the Ramah, but it's not the Ramah. It's some printer.
Who gave a definition?
Who gives definitions? So the printer defines Soledes as Nichveis in Sif Yudalit, but that is not necessarily halachic. That's just a printer said so. Right? So the fact is, whoever that printer was does not agree with the Chaya Adam, but it's not proof positive that the Chaya Adam is wrong because, okay, the printer was probably Jewish. By probably, I mean probably. Some of the printers were not Jewish. But right, there's no real reason to take the comment of the printer halachically as a halachically significant thing. So I have the word Soledes. I don't know what Soledes means. Rashi's comment is that Hechi Dami. Here, look at the Rashi on Hechi Dami on Mem Amid Beis. Hechi Dami, Rashi writes, Silud. What is Silud? Yesha Soli Mersichamu Etes, Yesha Ino Solage. Right? Some people are, what's the expression, scaredy cats, and others are not as scared. Right? So some people, right, are more worried. So I can't estimate based on the finger, based on the hand, because they're different people. So rather, I need an objective definition. And we say the objective definition is the baby's stomach burning.
Because all babies are having the same reaction.
So all babies have the same reaction? Probably not. But if nichfeis means that there will be a mark that's left, so maybe that is uniform. But I also, though, have difficulty because it says kreso shel tinok. Well, how old is this tinok? And also, I have an issue to address. And Rav Henkin in the B'nai Bonim, he quotes that there are Rishonim, the Aruch, translates Nichves as Mifapein or Mivabein. That means it creates boils. Wait, I don't know if I actually had this Erev Sukkis, right? I had like an oil splatter on my hand, right? It makes a blister, a boil. It's like really gross, no?
It's really painful.
It's really painful, yes. Yeah. Right? But we've probably all experienced that sometime and like we try to forget, but like it's there. That's a very high temperature. That's a much higher temperature than just leaving a mark. And I would argue that these ideas all connect to the lower Yad Soledes or the higher Yad Soledes. Okay? If I have a range between 104 and 180, I apologize if this is not as organized as I'd like it to be, but I think you all know the basics of the sugya. If I have a range between 104 and 180, so how do you have such a range? So the answer might be it depends on what the word nichfeis means. Does nichfeis mean a boil, like a avabua, or does nichfeis just mean a kaviya? I don't know also the level of the age of the tinok. I don't know how long the water is there. Am I dunking the kid in the water? Again, nothing here is ethical. Am I just sprinkling water on the kid? Right? It's not clear. There are many different ways to come to different shiurim of Yad Soledes. But one thing seems abundantly clear, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, I do not use my finger. Because some people are scaredy cats and others aren't. So that's why the Gemara has to come on to the more objective shear of the Kreso Shel Tinok. Well, here's the problem, right? Take at Rabbi Eider's book on Hilchos Shabbos. So there are different shiurim that are given. So one shiur that's given is 104 degrees. One shiur that's given is that anything that's above body heat is considered Yad Soledes. That'd be like 100 degrees. That is so low. That'd be, let's say, 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Another shear that is given is 104, because the Bahag says that the temperature that milk is when it leaves the cow's udders is Yad Soledes. And people did a test, and that's around 104 Fahrenheit. In the Rabbi Eider book, he quotes that Rav Moshe said it's like 110. Rav Aaron Cutler said it's 120. Rabbi Eider writes that they got their measurement by sticking their finger into water. Isn't that what we say not to do? So we'll have to defend that mahalach in a few minutes. The Pispei Tshuva in Yerideya Simin Kufhei quotes that some morei hora'a, right, in Yerideya comes up in terms of blios by Kalim, etc. So some Mori Horam would use the finger and the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Kufhei that the Tavuas Shor said, how are you using the finger? It's against the Gemara. So how do we get to using the finger? So Rev Herzl Henkin argues as follows. He says, well, maybe all Rashi means is that some people are soleid mirasicha mu'etas, some people soleid mirasicha meruba. That means soleid in that they'll recoil. But if I decide to stick my finger in and I leave my finger there for a decent amount of time, that temperature that I can leave my finger there for a long time, we have a halachic tradition that that's the same as kreis or shel tinok. We don't know how is it that these chachamim are mishayir by kreis or shel, the finger, when the halacha is clearly kreis or shel tinok. So maybe we have a tradition that when the Gemara says not to use the finger, that means don't use the finger for like a second. Because some people get more scared, other people get less scared. But going back to Sophia quoting Rabbi Willig's idea that if you're prepared, you could leave it in the water for longer. I don't know, maybe I said that. Okay. Whatever. Rabbi Willig always says that if you know that the water is going to be hot, you can leave it in there for longer. So if that's the case, I could leave it there for longer.
So anything below, anything right above that would be outside
of this? I think so.
So meaning if I could leave my finger in the water for 10 minutes at 110 degrees, or 100.
So then 111 is Yad Soledis, right? So Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, I guess, had different fingers. I don't know. One got 110, one got 120.
But doesn't that still end? Isn't it me? Nachinami, it's not the same problem, but it's still the same problem.
It's still the same problem. Nachon. Like, it's a way of answering, well, we're approximating Kreis or Shel Tinok by sticking the finger in, but it's really... it's really very hard. So I have the following theory. Look at the Rush. The Rush in Simin Yod. Right, again, so far we have like 100. We have 110, 120. We have, we'll talk about Rav Shlomo Zalman's 113. Right? But let's look at the Rush. The Rush in Simin Yod. It begins like there's a section, Bahachi Isa Birushalmi, where he's talking about leaving the pot next to the Madura, like we spoke about. Let's start from Bigay Shlomar, right? If you remember, we said a Shtukl Torah about this last time. Bigay Shlomar, Kevan Shetzvichu Chachomim. You have it?
That's before the Bahachi Isa Birushalmi?
Before Bahachi Yisur Yerushalmi, it's like one line before that, or two lines before that. It says, "V'yeshlam akevan shetzvichu chachamim laharchik min hamadura." I made a big deal about this line last time, right? The Rav says, "Kevan shetzvichu chachamim laharchik min hamadura." Since you have to keep it far away, midenakat kineged, but not eitzel. Right? Remember, we made a big deal about this. The word kinegdi means like a certain distance. Right? Shvisi Hashem lenegdi sum, and like I'm totally into this. Okay, so. Since it has to be far away, ikka hekeira, vlo asi lichduye. So the Rav says, because it's far away, so therefore you're not going to come, shema yechata. Vahachi isa birushalmi, mutar lahafshir b'makom shahayad sholetes, v'asir lahafshir b'makom she'en hayad sholetes. The Yerushalmi writes that you're allowed to warm the water where the yad is sholet, but you can't, sholetes means that you cannot put your hand there. Ad heichon. B'mshim ben tazi b'shum. What?
Sholetet
is like the apra soledet. Soledet means your recoil. Sholetet means that you're sholet, that you can hold it there. So ad heichon, how far is that? B'mshim ben tazi b'shim reb yosi bar chanina omer. Ad shehe nosen yado letocha v'hi nechves. Until you put your hand into it and your hand gets burned. The hod aminam bigamar didon lo bishur sheyechamu imbonu lahashvot bigamar dibnei ma'arava nuchal lefareish lo bishur sheyechamu kol b'makom shoyle hitchameim ela kedei lahafik zinatan ela b'makom shor uyin lahafik zinatan b'lahu itbashel afilu yamod shom kol hayom. Okay, I just read a lot. But basically, the Yerushalmi is a din in makom. That's clear. The Rush says if you want to say that the Bavli is the same as Yerushalmi, you have to interpret our Bavli when it speaks about putting the water near the fire. It's a din in makom, not in zman. Okay, now that is what the Rush says. Based on this, I want to say as follows. The Rush is coming from a place that he's trying to be mashve the Bavli to the Yerushalmi. Nachon?
Could you explain that?
The Rush, the Yerushalmi says that the din of leaving the water is permitted b'makom shehayad sholetet and not permitted b'makom she'enayad sholetet. And the Rush says, if you want the Bavli to equal the Yerushalmi, so you have to say that makom lahafig tzinasan is the same as ein hayad sholetes. Right? So he's equating the Bavli to Yerushalmi. Once I am in the realm of equating the Bavli to Yerushalmi, so then I have to acknowledge that the Yerushalmi actually says something about putting my hand there and having my hand get burned. The Yerushalmi doesn't say, how could that be, etc. But the Yerushalmi remains with that. So if that's the case, I think we can defend the practice of hand putting based on this Rush who is equating the Bavli to the Yerushalmi, even though the Rush is talking about the related topic, like the last sugya, about where can you put water to warm it up. But the Rush is saying, I want to equate the Bavli to the Yerushalmi, so therefore I'm going to say it's a din in makom. I'm going a step further. I'm saying, if I'm equating the Bavli to the Yerushalmi, so then I'm saying that Yad Sholetet is the same as what our Gemara calls Kreso Shaltinok Nichves. Sholet might mean that I have real control over it. Right? Shlita is not that you should live and not die. That's Shlita with an Aleph. But Shlita with a Hey means that you have authority. You control something.
Like the Ayin Hara, not on fish.
Li and Ayin Hara, not on fish. What do you mean?
The Ayin Hara is not
Sholetes
on fish.
Oh, right. The Ayin Hara is not Sholetes on fish. Right, correct. So sholet means to control. So I would argue that the idea that Rav Herzl Henkin is saying actually is what emerges from this Rush. Because the Rush is trying to equate the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. If I'm equating the Bavli to Yerushalmi, then the Bavli's line of the stomach burning, right, is equivalent to Ein Hayad Sholetet. But Yad Sholetet means that the hand really controls it, which means that the hand's there for a long time as opposed to just a brief touch. That's so the argument of many Gedolei Yisrael that they would measure Yad Soledes based on what's it called? Based on leaving their finger, I think that's because they're using the Yerushalmi's Sholetes and assuming that the Yerushalmi is the same as the Bavli. Okay,
this is like your explanation of how Rav Henkin got to the fact that there's a physical equivalence between Kreso Shaltinok and Yad.
Let's just ask the question very basically, how is it that many poskim use the fingers to be mesharets against the Bavli? So Rav Henkin suggests that, they're being mesharets by leaving the finger there for a long time. And the explanation of that is because of the Lashon of Sholetes as opposed to, right? Because the Lashon of Sholetes that's found in the Yerushalmi, and I'm trying to equate the Yerushalmi with the Bavli, so Soledes in the Bavli, which means stomach of baby, equals Sholetes of the hand in the Yerushalmi, and Sholetes of the hand means it's there for a long time.
What you were in the sentence that Sholetes as opposed to?
Sholetes as opposed to Soledes, let's say. Yeah.
They're the same thing.
Well, they're opposites. Sholetes means it's there. Ein yad sholetes means it can't be there. Ein yad soledes means my hand, right, does not recoil. In other words, it can be there. But the difference might be that soledes, etc., is coming from like the brief touching, right? And that would be like the expression of mimenu, as opposed to the expression of bo, which means that it's there for a longer time. Sophia looks a little confused.
Confused isn't the right word. But could it be that the Golem is like, this is the best that we can do? This is the closest to human.
But in other words,
that we can do without.
It's possible, but the problem is, like, to say it's the closest we can do when the Gemara says Dafka not to do that is questionable. Right? I mean, there might be some other way of doing something, like, I don't know, you have a skin graft or something, and like you, right? There might be some ways of doing stuff. At least now there is. But Bekitzer, I have temperatures of Yad Soledis, a huge range. The higher shear of Yad Soledis, this is what the post can say, you should use Lahakel. Some say that's like 171. If Moshe in one place says 171, another place says like 180. Others say it's like 174. There's a whole bunch of like high or 165. There's a whole bunch of higher Yad Soledis temperatures.
But didn't we quote Rav Moshe as saying?
So Rav Moshe says it's 120. Rav Moshe says that Yad Soledis Lahakel is 180. What I mean, Yad Soledis Lahakel, that means that, let's say, I want to heat up water that is already hot. I want to do Bishel on it. At what point do I say Ein Bishel Achar? Assume that there's Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel by Dover Lach, right? At what point do I assume that it's still Mamish hot and I could be Makel to reheat it? Do I say that water that's at 113, I could heat to 180 or I could heat to 212? Right? Where did I draw the line? Yes.
Sorry. What you just said, I thought was the opposite of what you were going to say, so now I'm confused. I thought if we were going to say that higher temperatures are Yad Soledis Lahakel, so that means that there's a higher threshold to be higher than Bishel. That's what I thought you meant by the Gula.
Again, Yad Soledis Lahachmir means do not heat water to, let's say, 110, 113, 120, because that is Lahachmir Malach of Bishel, right? But if I want to say Lahakel, meaning I'm going to take water and I'm going to heat it, that's already heated, I'm going to heat it even higher, and I'm going to rely on Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. So would it be permitted to take water that's 113 and heat that water to 212? Right? It seems unlikely that water which is at the lower Yad Soledis is mutter to go all the way up to 212.
Wouldn't that be a chumra?
So that would be, that would be what I call Yad Soledis Lahakel. In the sense of, if I want to be makel to heat water to 212, it could only be if it's vada yad soledis, which let's say is 180.
Oh, so okay. I right? see. When you say lahakel, you mean only if it gets that point can it be makel, not it's
correct
itself.
Yes. Or I'll say a different case of achronim have yayin mevushal. There's no iser of maga nochi by yayin mevushal. How hot does the wine have to be cooked? Right, so that's a Yad Soledis Lahakel. So the post can say that Lahakel, I use a higher Yad Soledis, like 165, 180, 190, etc. So here is the thing. This is Judaism according to Schwartz now. Ready? We pointed out that the sugya of heating Mayim comes up in Maseches Shabbos right after a sugya of Rechitza, which is quite suggestive. We also pointed out that the Rambam in Perek Tes, where he tells us, remember, every malacha has a shiur, right? So how much do I have to carry to be chayim? So it depends on the material I'm carrying, etc. What is the minimum amount of water that I have to heat to be chayim? So the Rambam writes, kedei lirchos bo eder katan, enough water to wash a pinky. So it's funny that we're using measurements and dinim of rechitza, right? I think we quoted this. I said this from Rabbi Shulman, right? We're using dinim of rechitza for halachos and bishul. So look in Rabbi Ribiat's book. Rabbi Ribiat is great for these things. He points out that what's the temperature of bath water for a little baby? Around 102 Fahrenheit. Okay? That's like low Yad Soledis temperature. The temperature of bathing for an adult. So this is Rabbi Willig's thing. He says that buildings in New York City are set to be 115, but people mix a little bit of cold water in with their hot water. So it ends up being like 113, which is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's share. Right? That's Rabbi Willig. It happens that someone I know who actually knows like plumbing and building stuff told me that New York City buildings are actually set to 120, not 115. Right, which would probably mean that it's a little bit higher. Although we also have the other cheshbin. What?
I feel like people put in a significant
amount of cold water. So how much cold water do you put in? Also, here's my problem. The Gemara says I deal with babies, not adults. Right? You're not going to, even if, though I could take a bath at like a very high temperature, right? Like I remember when I was, I once spent some time in Matisdorf, right across the street from like the Belzer Beis HaMikdash. So I went to the mikveh there in Erev Rosh Hashanah. So they have different temperatures of the mikveh. One is kar, one is cham, and one is cham ma'od. So I figured, okay, I'm going to be brave. I'm going to jump in. The cham ma'od thing, it's hot. It's like really hot. Ain't no baby going to go in there. Chas v'cholila. Right? But if you're prepared, like we said before, if you're prepared, you can go into something really hot. But bath water, even if it's really hot, is going to be around 130. That's really hot bath water.
But what's the shower?
A shower is going to be, let's say it's the same. I think actually bath water would end up being a little bit lower than shower water, but water for bathing is around that range, 115, 120, 130 for adults. For babies, lower. How hot is your chicken soup?
Hotter than that.
Hotter than that. So in Rabbi Ribiat's book, he writes that a glass of tea is 165 Fahrenheit. A hot bowl of chicken soup is 180 Fahrenheit. That's what he has in his book. I didn't do the experiment myself. But here's the thing, right? I am under the impression, and I didn't write down my notes where, but there's a Shvisas HaShabbos somewhere, or I have in my notes somewhere, I'd have to find it. On the Shvisas HaShabbos, somewhere has this type of idea that we could argue that there are two definitions of Yad Soledis. There's Yad Soledis for Rechitza, which is low Yad Soledis, and there's Yad Soledis for Achila, Shtia, etc., which is high Yad Soledis. So if you want to know how do I have such a huge range in Yad Soledis, so I have a few approaches. One approach might be translating the word Nichves. Does nichves mean avabuos, right? Or does nichves mean just leaving a mark? Another approach might be the difference between rechitza and achila / shtia. Now, if I'm right, so then my kavana matters an awful lot, right? In other words, if I'm right, so then when I'm heating water to drink it, I have a different temperature, right, the, to be chayiv than if I'm heating water for bathing.
What if you change your mind in the middle?
So then, I don't know, you can end up in very serious trouble.
The water.
Right? Right, you can mamish end up in serious trouble if you change your mind in the water, or you can end up with a bigger, whatever it is, but this could mamish change everything. So that I think is a relevant part of the Yad Soledis. One of the discussions that Achronim have is like this question of going from Yad Soledes up to Malav Abuels. Right? So sometimes if I put water in my urn right before Shabbos, you know these pump pot urns? You know, like the standard pump pot urns that you buy in like all the frum stores, right? So if you read the instructions of the pump pot urn, it says, do not fill the pump pot right before Shabbos, put it in for a while beforehand so that the water actually boils. The concern is as follows. If I put the water in right before Shabbos, so the water, let's say Friday night, is going to be 120, 130, right? That's Yad Soledis, low Yad Soledis. I take the water out. That means there's less water in the tank. Less water in the tank means it's going to be heated up faster, higher. That means I am potentially goreim, or maybe it's not grama, maybe it's mamisha maisa, for the water to get hotter. Then I have to get involved in this conversation, which the Shvisas HaShabbos has in Sif Katin Yud Ches of the Hakdama, about going from Yad Soledes to Malav Abuos. The Beis Yosef sounds like it's mutter. The Shvisas HaShabbos quotes Aran, who's on Daf Lamed Zayin, who says that it's usher to go from Yad Soledes to Malav Abuos. This question is mitpatzel in the sense of, according to those who've shown him that I say ein bishal achar bishal, once something is machol ben drusai, so then you could say, oh, maybe Yad Soledes is machol ben drusai, right? But if you hold you're not allowed to go from machol ben drusai to bishal gomer, so maybe it's usher. On the other hand, maybe Yad Soledes is bishal gomer, not machol ben drusai. Right? The Beis Yosef basically is mekel. The Ran on Daf Lamed Zayin is machmi, and Rav Rimon Sefer, he points out that, yeah, the Ran and Daf Lamed Zayin is machmi, but the Ran and Daf Mem is mekel. It's not at all clear if you can go from Yad Soledes to Mala Resicha. It also might not be clear that I could go from Yad Soledes of 113 to Yad Soledes of 180, because 113 might be suffic Yad Soledes and a machmir on the lower end, but to be mekel, to heat it up, to take water out, and then allow that water to get hotter to 180, maybe we should be machmir. So these are some of the points. One last point, okay? Remember, Yad Soledes could be 104, roughly. That's the baby water temperature. It could be 180. That is hot chicken soup, right? Areas in between could be measured based on putting the finger in, and we try to defend where that comes from. Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita of 113 is the most famous shita. 113 Fahrenheit equals 45 Celsius. Any of you math majors? No. Trust me. Right? 113 Fahrenheit equals 45 Celsius. Where does that come from? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says it comes from a Gemara in Chul and Daf Ches. The Gemara has a machlokes whether the base hashchita is tzonen or roseach. When you shecht an animal, so the animal begins like to, the blood begins to come out, it gets hotter. There's a shaila whether that's considered tzonen or roseach. The temperature of a duck, which apparently is the highest temperature of any, is the, I think the duck is the lowest temperature of any commonly shechted animal. The duck, the base hashchita of a duck is 112 Fahrenheit at the zman of the shechita. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, since there's a machlokas about base hashchita tzonin roseach, that means anything right above 112 is Yad Soledes. So that's how he gets to 113. It's really creative. But here's the problem.
Who's to decide that? The base of Shrita should not be the place for a baby's body.
So who says it's the same? Well, again, I see Tzonin and Roseya, halachic categories.
Shabbos maybe is different.
So, so maybe Shabbos is different. Also, explain. What's the issue with Maseches Chulin? I'm using, right, you know, Pocahontas? She one time shechted a buffalo with the milk of a tomahawk. It's like a great tragedy in life. I'm using a treif knife to shecht an animal. So the shaila is, does the animal become treif from the knife? Right? That's the shaila in the Gemara. That's not a halacha of bishul per se. That's a halacha of bleels. Remember, in Yerideya, right, by basa b'cholav, I need bishul. But let's say I have a piece of chazer, right? And I want the chazer, I don't want the chazer's flavor to get into the potato. So if it's Yad Soledes, the flavor of the chazer transfers to the potato. That's not a din in bishul, that's a din in blia. Blia and bishul might not be the same. Haraya, the Ramban holds that even though klisheni is not mevashel, and there's no basa b'chol in a klisheni, and you don't violate bishul b'shabbos in a klisheni, but there are bleos of isurim in a klisheni. And in Yerideya Siman Kuf Hesif Aleph, we're machmir like that Ramban. So Reb Shlomo Zalman's raya from the Beis Hashkita is really questionable. Because it's a din in Blios over there. It's not a din in the Bishul. And who says you can compare Blios to Bishul? So if you'd ask me, what is Yad Soledes? I don't know. Again, like I don't like Rabbi Willig's Mahalach of bathing. Because
it's for adults.
What?
Because it's for adults.
It's an adult, right, not for a kid. And I think if it's...
it's definitely lower than that.
Right. In other words, that's why I'm nervous. If you'd ask me, I would say that since our Gemara is really talking about Rechitza, so I should have a very low Yad Soledes of like 102.
But would you apply that? How far would you go with that? Even enough to say it's not Bishul?
So I don't know. I don't think I'd want to say that. I mean, that would be wild. But I would be machmir in theory that if the water could get to 102, you shouldn't, right? In other words, let's say this Gezeres Hefshar, putting my water near the hot plate, right? So if the water could become 102, if you'd ask me, I'd be machmir on that because I'm into the measurement of Yad Soledes being based on Rechitza. However, one of my Talmidim years ago asked, but one second, if your kavana is for shtia, so then maybe you should be using the higher Yad Soledes, and then they have a super kula of being make until 180. So it would seem to me that like 102 makes sense. 180 makes sense. The stuff in between, not sure. This is Judaism according to me. Okay, ladies.